Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hobby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Yeti?
It's the Shy Life Podcast with me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, it's me, Shy Yeti, or Paul if you prefer. Yes, so we're back again for another episode. I'm not sure quite what's going on. I'm not quite sure what number episode this is. So we'll sort all that out after the theme music. Yes. I promise you, whatever happens, it'll be fun. Honestly now. Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice things thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
Why do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you.
So there we go. Right. Well, first up, we should find out what episode number this is. Episode bot, will you let me know?
75.
Well, right. Okay. Well, that's sort of pretty much what I thought. So, what's going on this episode? Well, I've got a guest here in the studio with me, and he's going to introduce himself, Charlie. Oh, no, you should be introducing yourself, Charlie.
Yes, this is me, Charlie Gurr. Hello, how are you? Listeners, yes, have you got a pie for me? I do like the pies, and yes, and I have a new record out too. It is called I Like the Pies. It is basically, it is songs all about how much I like the pies. So, yes. And there is a free poster, which has a picture of me and a pie, and the name of the album, which is I Likes the Pies.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Charlie. sounds like it's a great new album from you. I'm sure people will love to hear that.
Yes. Would you like me to sing one of the songs?
Maybe in a bit, hey? Maybe in a bit. We've got things to do.
But I can sing. I can sing the songs if you like. I like pies, I like pies, pies I like those pies.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you. It's a very short song. Oh, no.
That's just the start, I imagine, yes.
Charlie, I just need to speak to the listeners.
Oh, right. Well, I'll just go and get ready. Yes. I'll just go and have a pie whilst you're finishing talking, yes?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I don't think there's actually... I'm recording down in the special podcasting library storeroom, and there's not really room down here for a podcasting Yeti and a clumsy bear. But there we go. I think he's gone off to have a pie. Yes. So, what is this episode going to contain? Well, there'll be messages. There'll be... I may update you on what I've been up to. What else? Oh, yes. The main theme of this episode, and the reason that Charlie's here, is that I've recently been away with him just for a long weekend. He actually took me to his home country of Bear Gurria. I've been to Bear Gurria, And that's what our episode is going to be mainly about, our little trip. So without further ado, we shall... let's get started, hey? And a weekend in Bear Guria. Yes, I'll speak to you again in a little bit, but let's just start this little adventure. Yes. Hello, listeners. Oh, dear. So, I'm out and about. I'm somewhere special. I've never been here before. I am in Bear Guria. Yeah. Now, I can't exactly pinpoint where Bear Guria is. It's not in England. It's a country in its own right, in Europe. But, you know, it's one of those small countries that, not to demean it or anything, it's important, you know. You know, it's lovely spring weather, and I've come here with Charlie Gurr, and he's been showing me around. It's one of those countries where the actual main city is called Bear Guria, I think that's how you pronounce it. Of course, the country is Bear Guria, but it's a little bit like how we found when we went to Luxembourg, where. You know, it's a very small country, and very close to lots of other countries, and it's often forgotten. And but really, it's a little paradise for bears, and there is quite a strong Yeti community over here. But Charlie Gurr, he is, you know, the big celebrity from Bear Guria. I mean, imagine Madonna in America in the 80s. Imagine Madonna anywhere. But, you know, yeah. Charlie is... Because he's not just a singer, he's a writer, an actor. He's everything that you might want from your bear celebrity if you were in Bear Guria. And, his influence is mainly limited to Bear Guria. Although, you know, he's... He has tried to make a breakthrough in the UK, but I think the main problem is that a lot of people, they just don't get talking animals. You know, so if you see, you know, a 7-foot sort of big brown bear walking down the street and he's wearing a nice suit and a hat and he goes, "Hi, how are you doing?" A lot of people are freaked out by that, and I don't understand why. I mean, we've all seen cartoons, and we've seen Winnie the Pooh, for instance. He talks to Piglet, and Piglet talks. It's just normal. I suppose it's because it's real life, not cartoon. But, you know, when you see cartoons with humans in, you know, that's real life. People walk and talk, whether they're cartoons or real. They're the same with the animals. Perfectly understandable. I mean, I speak to Dealey. It's one of those really old, conversations. No need to go over it. We all know about talking animals. Look at Donald Trump. But not a good example of a talking animal, obviously. Definitely a beast. Here I am in Bear Guria. And we're out in one of the parks. It is very nice. Charlie is nearby somewhere. I'm not quite sure what he's up to. But I'm going to go and find him. And find out what he's up to. So, Charlie, how are you?
Yes. What do you think of my home country?
Oh, Bear Guria, it's lovely. Yes, I'm so glad. Thanks. Thank you so much for bringing me here. I mean, the town is just gorgeous. It reminds me of some of those like Prague or bits of
It's more like Leal. It's beautiful. Yes, yes, I can understand that. But, you know, we have our own, je ne sais quoi.
That is true, yes. So, what I wasn't sure about, or I was trying to explain to the listeners, was why we've come out to the park, because I know that you brought me here for a reason, more than just to see the countryside.
Oh, yes, yes. We're coming here because we're hunting. We're hunting for food.
So, are you picking berries? Hunting for truffles?
No truffles, no. And no fruit.
But you do collect fruit, or not you necessarily, but
for pies, yes, people do collect fruit pies. But, there are some pies that actually grow under the earth. They are special pies.
Well, that does sound a lot like truffles.
Yes, yes, but no, these are more like some sort of like pork pies, but, and not pork, but, it's very difficult to explain.
Okay, well, I'm interested, obviously, anything that's a little bit different, so please, let's go and have a look.
I'm glad you like the idea.
Here are some poems from my book, Go Forth and Divide, which I published back in 2003. This one's called Running Down Corridors. Running down corridors for a living, it's a tiring job, poorly paid. Once you've seen your umpteenth evil villain, the whole experience becomes rather staid. All day she spends running down corridors and twisting her ankle to boot. She screams by request at the monsters and ducks the attack if they shoot. She's the maid in distress when one's needed. She's the girl of his dreams on the screen. But if she needs him to do something manly, then he's nowhere around to be seen. All week she spends running down corridors and tripping down steps in a fuss. All the other big stars, they have chauffeurs, while she still relies on the bus. What's worse, it is hard acting frightened of creatures which swiftly pursue, when you've seen them there all out of costume, in the canteen lined up in the queue. All the year she spends running down corridors and screaming a bit for a laugh. She gets less than an hour for dinner, down the pub, only time for a half. One day she'll keep running so quickly that perhaps she won't need to come back. Those beasts will have no one to follow. The corridors, her shrill cries, they will lack. She runs down echoing corridors daily, and she hates it. She just cannot lie. The day that she locates the exit is the day that she says her goodbye. This poem's about commuting. I do quite a lot of that. It's called Revolution on the 8:15. There has been a revolution on the 8:15 today. The commuters risen up. Yes, they are causing an affray. They have bound and gagged the driver, left the guard upon the line, and are heading into London in at Waterloo by 9. The timetable will be kept to, with a deft, exact precision. The cost of tickets will be reasonable, not causing us derision. No more tea that tastes like gravy, no more cakes 5 quid a pack, no more toilets overflowing and leaves upon the track. Whilst we hand out cups of coffee, complimentary orange juice, a 20-minute journey will take just that, and no excuse. Let us take a stand for liberty, let's cut down the waiting queue. No more leaving home at 6 but never reaching work till 2. The passengers rebelling from the east across to west in the hope that in the future our trains will really be the best. From the south right up to northern shores, we don't forgive, we don't forget. Let me strike a blow for freedom with this mouldy cheese baguette. Let us get the service running out on time from near or far, down in Guildford up to Blackpool, from Dundee to Potter's Bar. Yes, the trains all shall be run now, with the passengers as crew. And if the PM doesn't like it, that's just tough. Hell, let her sue. There has been a revolution on the 8:15 today. All at work on time, delightful, without even a slight delay. The journey smooth, not bumpy, just the sun up in the sky. Do you think this all could happen? Do you think that pigs might fly? That reading of that poem is the first time that I've read it since we had our new Prime Minister. So that line was always if the PM doesn't like it, that's just tough. Hell, let him sue. So, yes, this is the first time in the history of this poem that I've been able to say her. So, yes. Apologies if I've read this one before, but I'm reading it again. It's called My Last Love Until the Next One. You're my very last love until the next one comes along. You're the only tune I'll hum until I learn another song. You are a tenor when I'm skint. I will be thankful till I'm paid. You are a sunset quite distracting, but you will very quickly fade. You're the eighth world wonder till they come up with some more. You're the only one I think of until you've walked right out the door. I will be sweet and light like bubbles next to the scum upon your bath. Some people seem to find you funny, but I'm sneering when I laugh. You're a snack to keep me going until I get a better meal. You're a scab that just keeps itching, which I hope will shortly heal. Just like Christmas, you're a novelty, which very soon becomes a chore. Never mind how much you're giving, I will always ask for more. You're my peak of sheer perfection, yet you know that's not too high. It is true that I adore you, though I'm sometimes known to lie. You seem to think I was angelic, but your heart I'll surely break. I may have seemed to be the real McCoy, but alas, I was just another fake. You're my very last love until my heart it skips a beat. Like a battered jigsaw puzzle, we are sadly incomplete. Our love it seems to keep on growing like a bread too full of yeast. But should I keep you on forever? Until tomorrow night, at least. Those three poems are from Go Forth and Divide, 2003. So, the weather's, it's lovely. It's, only, you know, quite early spring, but, Charlie, do you often go, hunting for pies like this?
Oh, yes, quite often. Well, you know, it's not something you can do by yourself.
Oh, is it not? How do you know where to look?
Oh, well, you know, I use my nose for sniffing. Yes, it's what it's for. I can sniff it out.
Of course you... I forget these things, you know. So are we near some pies?
Yes, sir. I can indeed. I can smell pies. We have to be a bit quiet, though, as we get closer.
Okay, sure. It's quite exciting, I must say. Ooh, sorry, listeners, the ground is quite uneven underfoot, and I don't want to fall over. Charlie's just going a little bit ahead, and it's difficult to be totally quiet because there's so many dead leaves from the winter, but it's like a crisscross of paths ahead because it's very easy to get lost somewhere like this. I'm following at a distance. He's beckoning me forward to follow him. So I suppose the good thing about this time of year is we're past the worst of the winter, and the leaves that were very crispy at one stage are now a lot more softer, and they don't make so much noise as you're walking. But yeah, I think there are a few people using dogs. There is a mixed community in Bear Guri, but people do use dogs to hunt out the pies.
I'm coming, Paul. Come along now. Look, I have found an area where there are definitely pies.
Oh, you have? Good. How exactly do I help with this this whole business?
Well, it's quite simple. The reason that you need more than one person is that these pies tend to be protected by wild boars.
Oh, really? Do the boars eat the pies?
No, not so much. But they are very serious. They are very, very protective of the pies. They see them as their own belongings. Yeah, I guess I can understand that. Gosh. So, what happens? Well, you see, this is why we need two people. Is that one person distracts the boars, and, the boars see the person, and they chase the person, and then the second person digs up the pies and takes them home for the dinner.
Okay. Sure. I'm beginning to see why I come in this plan.
So, how good are you at running?
Not as good as I used to be, admittedly.
Oh, well, this is a good chance to try out your running shoes. So, can you see the pigs up ahead?
I'm beginning to see the boars. Yes, they don't look very happy. So what are you going to... Charlie? The blooming berry's vanished.
Oh, God.
The boars are coming my way. Sorry, listeners. I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to run for it. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
There you go, Paul. You're doing a good job. Yes, keep running. Oh dear, that boar is catching up on him. Well, anyway, I must dig some pies. Going to have a nice dinner tonight, I think. Yes, lovely dinner. Yes. Oh, keep running, Paul. Oh dear. Oh dear. That boar has caught up with him. Oh well, it is a great loss to podcasting. Yes, what a shame. Oh, look at these lovely pies. Oh yes, yum, yum, yum. Oh yes.
Hello, Paul. It's me, your Yeti Uncle John. Been listening to this episode, and, it's all quite interesting. This trip you're doing to Bear Guria. I almost wish I'd come with you. But don't worry, I know somebody had to stay here and keep an eye on whether Bold Sasquatch turned up. But, no sign of him so far, so you're all right. yes. The only thing I will say is that... be careful that Charlie doesn't take too much advantage because, he seems to be setting you up for a bit of trouble, I don't mean to be, rude, but, he is cheeky and I'm a bit worried that, something bad might happen. I hope that boar didn't get you, or the herd of boar, or whatever it was. Doesn't sound very nice at all, but anyway, I hope you're enjoying your trip. You do deserve a break, and yes, just make sure it's a break, a relaxing break, not like a break of the neck or leg or anything like that. So, yes. Well, I'll speak to you again soon. Take care, and yes, get back safe, won't you? Yes, it's me. Yes, Uncle John, by the way, yes.
Oh, hello, it's me, Darius Twinklehorn. I'm very interested to hear about your trip to Bear Guria. I was kind of wondering whether they'd be up for, would they be interested in a little band of touring players? Possibly. I'm doing a show at the moment which, involves me playing a forest. And but there are a few of us in the production, it's possible that we could do a touring production of it if the people of Bear Guria would be interested. I don't know how much interest they have in trees, but anyway, do let me know and put me in contact with Charlie anyway. Hope you're having a nice trip. So, I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Hello, darling. It's me, Bettina. goodness, I've been listening to the episode, and I do hope you're okay. That Charlie Gurr, he's a naughty boy. He seems to have ulterior motives for inviting you over to his country. I know he can be very selfish. I don't like to, you know, I don't like to speak ill of the celebrities, but, you know, I know quite a lot of them. Some people consider me to be one of them, but, you know, a lot of celebrities do get very big-headed, and they forget that they're only there because the public love them. And, I don't know. Charlie, he's a strange fellow. He is very egotistical. He doesn't think of anyone but himself. And yet, the audience, mainly in Bergoria, seem to love that. They seem to love a bit of arrogance, a little bit of confidence. I know in Britain, you know, you can only have so much confidence before people lose interest. I mean, if you remember, back in the 90s, there was that band Oasis. I mean, they went on for quite some time. But they were extremely arrogant and extremely confident. And the only reason that the public didn't turn on them, I think, was because their tunes were very, you know, catchy, and they reminded people of the 60s and of sort of bands that they liked. And, you know, their confidence and their arrogance was sort of, you know, it was all part of the parcel, all part of the package, and people didn't mind that. But it's not everybody who can get away with it. You got to have a little bit of a twinkle. You got to be a bit cheeky, like that Robbie Williams from that from Take That. He was always very cheeky and a little bit arrogant, but always with a little joke and a little smile. And the British people put up with that. I'm not so sure that the British people would put up with Charlie. I think that's his problem. Bergoria is different. It's his home country, but you know, Charlie's arrogance doesn't seem to come with any charm or any, well, he does have a talent of sorts, but I'm not sure how well it translates, but anyway. Well, I just want to say that I hope the rest of your trip is trouble-free, that you get back safely, and please don't let that bear, you know, push you under a bus or anything. I'm not saying he would, but maybe a metaphorical bus. But anyway, you take care. I look forward to speaking to you when you get back. 1 million kisses, darling. 1,000,001 kisses.
Hello. Hello, it's me, Comedy. Now, I know that you are away at the moment, Paul, and but I have, you know, I would like to reassure you that I have been doing my best to keep an eye on Paul Sasquatch, and I have not seen him. I have no reports to make, but Yeti Uncle John has been checking in, and we have been swapping notes, and neither of us have seen him. I believe that Damius and Bettina, they've had to get back to their own business, but that is fine. You know, John and I can keep an eye on him, and I hope that you are enjoying your trip in Bergoria, and that Charlie Gurr is showing you around, and he is, well, looking after you and being a good host. You do wonder, because he can be very, you know, self-centered, but well, I do not wish to cause trouble. I'm sure he's a very lovely person. Yes. Anyway, I'll keep a lookout for Paul Sasquatch, and we can discuss it more once you get back. Okay, I hope you're having a lovely time. Goodbye from me, Comedy. Goodbye. Hello, listeners. Hello. Yes, you may have detected from the sound of the engine, but we're currently on a bus, Charlie and I. It's like it's actually like a tourist bus, isn't it, Charlie?
Oh, yes, yes. It's just like a tourist bus. And, well, we thought you deserved a rest after what happened with the boars. And the, yes, it was regrettable.
Yeah, yeah, it was quite regrettable. Still feeling a little bit dizzy after being chased. Thank goodness there was that tree I was able to climb up. Thank goodness boars don't climb trees.
Yes, yes. Well, you know,
I should have given you one of those whistles. I have a whistle that if you blow it, it scares the boars off. I totally forgot to give it to you.
Oh, now he tells me.
Oh, yes. Anyway, look out the window. What a lovely view.
Yes, yes, it is. It's a beautiful city, isn't it? A beautiful city. And where are we heading for next?
Well, we're going to stay on the bus and we're going to go across the city. And yes, we're going to go across the city to a more natural, beautiful region of Beguria.
Oh, okay. Because we've sort of seen the woods and the forests on one side. And what is it? Fields and hills the other side.
Yes, yes, that's right. Leading up into the mountains and then, well, across the mountains is Switzerland and yes. So, yes, we are tucked away. We are quite, you know, hidden in this area. But, yes, yes. So, yes, where we will be going is like the foothills.
I understand.
No more boars. Oh, no. No boars. No more. No. We will be looking for some ingredients.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I'll help if I can.
Good, yes. Oh, look at this. This next bit is very beautiful. Crossing the river.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that is lovely. How beautiful. And it almost looks familiar. It almost reminds me of somewhere. Oh, what's that big clock by the riverside?
Oh, yes, we call that the Big Pie.
Oh, yeah, the Big Pie, doesn't... Okay. And, gosh. And this square here.
Yes. That's Parliamentary Square.
Parliamentary Square. Okay, so I suppose this is where a lot of the governing happens, does it?
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes.
And isn't there a railway station around here somewhere?
Yes, Praetoria Station, yes.
Okay, gosh, it is beautiful. Listeners, the weather is absolutely beautiful. What's this up ahead? This place, like a big square with a memorial in the middle.
We call this Pifalgus Square.
Pifalgus Square, what a strange name. Gosh, there's so much I can see. And what's that over there?
Oh, yes, that is what we call Piccadilly.
Piccadilly. Okay. Gosh. And
of course, we've just passed the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, yes, that was back in Parliamentary Square, or whatever you said.
Yes, that's right. Yes. If we'd have gone the other way, we'd have seen Pyminster Cathedral, but you can't really see that from this bus ride. But there's a lot there will be stuff you will miss. You're not here for long, so, you know.
No, I see what you mean. Yes, there is so much. There really is a lot to see. I'm going to have to come back.
Yes, I would love to take you around to the Pie Museum, but or the Bergurian National Museum. There's a very good display of Bergurian art and Bergurian pies and Bergurian celebrities.
Oh, wow, I didn't realise. Are there lots of different celebrities?
Oh, no, there's just mainly me. But, you know, there are lots of nice pictures of me from when I was a baby, a little cub, until I was now. Yes, hundreds and hundreds of them. I'm sure you'll find it fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
I'm sure I will, Charlie. Victoria. I'm sure I will. Well, gosh. It is really... This is something to see. It doesn't really work so well on the podcast, but... I still think this place reminds me of somewhere. I don't know what it is. Houses of Parliament. The Big Pie. Pifalgus Square. Piccadilly. Did you say it was called Piccadilly?
Piccadilly Circus, yes.
Piccadilly Circus, Pyminster Cathedral.
And Pyminster Abbey is just around the corner as well.
Really? Gosh. No, it reminds me of somewhere and I can't think where. Anyway. Listeners, we're going to continue our journey and we'll be back once we've got to this other location.
Yes, it's very beautiful. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, gosh. Wow. Wow. Wow, what's that statue?
Oh, yes, yes, that's a very important statue. Yes, it's made all out of pastry. Do you recognise it?
I'm not sure. Is it some sort of... looks like a bit like a rabbit or something.
No, it's me. It's me. When I was younger.
The ears are a bit big.
I used to have bigger ears. I had surgery.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Gosh, I thought it was a rabbit.
Not a rabbit. Not a rabbit. It's me.
Sorry, sorry. Yes, I realised that.
We're in a different part of Bergeria now. This is quite different from the woods and the sort of town that we saw earlier. There's rolling fields ahead of me, and I believe we're going to be picking some more stuff for pie that Charlie wants to make later today. Charlie, this is beautiful around here.
Oh, yes, yes, it's quite beautiful, is it not? Yes, yes. There's a nice tree trunk over here. I like this tree trunk.
Sorry, it's a little bit breezy. Sorry, the tree trunk. What is it? Something on the tree trunk that you are going to use?
Well, no, I'm going to sit on the tree trunk, and once you do the, you get the provisions.
Oh, okay. You're going to have a little break, are you? What is it over here?
There's some mushrooms. I want you to pick some mushrooms for me.
Okay, mushrooms. Okay. And what, anything else?
Yes, some bees.
Some what?
Some honey. I want you to pick some honey for me.
Oh, okay. Pick some honey.
Well, yes.
All right. Take it this is going to be safe. So I'm just going to pick these mushrooms. Oh, there seems to be some little people. Charlie, where's Charlie gone? Sorry, is it okay if I pick some of your mushrooms? Okay. Charlie, these pixies, they said they'd poke out my eyes if I tried to take their mushrooms.
Well, why don't you poke out their eyes?
I can't, their eyes are little tiny things. I'm not going to poke out pixies' eyes.
Oh dear. Well, go and get some honey then. I'll speak to the pixies. You know, they're quite easy to stomp with your boot, you know.
You can't do stomping on pixies.
Oh, yes, you can. If you need mushrooms, that is exactly what you have to do.
Oh, dear. Okay, so how do I collect the honey? Charlie, how do I collect the honey? He's gone again. These bees don't seem too keen, Charlie. These bees aren't very keen on me, Charlie. Charlie, they're after me. Charlie! I'm sorry, Charlie, but I'm not prepared to get stung just to get honey for your pie.
Well, I'm very disappointed, Paul. I'm very disappointed. First, you would not stomp on pixies, and then you would put up with a few bee stings. You're obviously not very used to life in Bergeria. No, you're obviously not used to it.
Of course I'm not used to it. I don't come from Bergeria. Oh, dear. Oh. Listeners, this has been quite a busy trip. We've been chased by boars and all sorts of other things. Bergeria is an absolute wilderness. No.
I'm not sure Bergeria is the place for me. It'd be nice to see it, but I'll be glad to go home. I heard you say that.
I know you did, Charlie. Well, just telling it like it is. You told me you were disappointed, and I'm telling you that I'm disappointed as well. So, there we go.
Right, you're just lucky that I have collected the honey and I have the mushrooms so we can go back, and now we can go and eat a pie. Well, we have to make it first.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, dear. I'm going to need a holiday after this holiday. So, well, actually, the rest of the trip was quite uneventful, and but I did feel at times that Charlie was trying to get me killed, basically. If not killed, then stung or gored by boars or, well, all manner of different possible tortures. But anyway, I wouldn't recommend Bulgaria for your summer holidays. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, that bear, eh? Dear, that bear.
Now, we're nearly running out of time, but I want to play you a few clips. They're little clips that I've sent to a number of podcasts. Just have a listen. Oh, dear. Yes. No, it's all good.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, big fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
I've got some good news. Oh. The Shy Life podcast has been giving out awards recently to different members of podcasts, and well, I won't say any more because it's going to be a surprise. But up next is a lady called Bettina Dupre. Now, on my show, the Shy Life podcast, Bettina is, well, she's sort of like our agony aunt, but she's also an old friend of Aunt Tappy from the Smellcast. Yes. Long story. Anyway, just listen to this. You need to listen to this, Poodle.
Okay.
Our next award is for Best Podcaster Accidentally Mistaken for a Dog.
How lovely. Now, the names I've got here are Phyllis the Lopsided Badger from the Dirty Butch podcast, Simon the Tart with the Heart from the Wobbly Bits podcast, and Poodle McNoodle from Big Fatty Online. This is exciting. Just open them. And the winner is Poodle McNoodle from Big Fatty Online. Congratulations, Poodle. Oh, we love you. We love you all. Yes. Oh, how wonderful.
So there you go, Poodle. You've won a prize. I believe the prize is a meteor, which will be crashing to land somewhere in the middle of South America in about 2032. I know postage has got a bit slow these days, but that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Anyway, all the same, very exciting, Poodle.
Yes.
Congratulations. I hope you're pleased.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry there was no prizes for you, Big Fatty. Not this time, anyway. Maybe next time. Okay, bye for now. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, I cannot believe I won an award. Well, that's just wonderful. And it's going to be delivered in 2034. And did he say it was a meteor? Yes, Big Fatty, a big rock. It's going to be a big rock going to hit Mexico, I think he said. And what a lovely prize. I wonder if it'll have a little tag on it. Is it from Poodle a bit? Fatty, I don't know. Well, that's just lovely. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call and for that exciting announcement. Beh, Fatty, I didn't even know that there were such awards. Well, it's a participation. Beh, Fatty, it is not a participation award.
Hi, Toppy. I thought I'd leave you a message for staying out the back door. Stick it out your back door, that one. And, I'm down by the lake today, but you hear the water splashing around. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't got put my toes in the water. That was just me putting a stick in the water because it's too cold to put my toes in. But, yay, there's some water splashing. Here comes some ducks.
Quack, 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 quack.
Aren't they cute? Oh, yeah. Come here, little ducks. Come over and get some Come on, get some bread. I've got some bread here. Come on, come on, come on. There we are, come on. There we are, there we are.
Quack, 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 quack. Will you leave us alone, mister? Yeah, we're trying to swim here. Quack, 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 quack. You scare the kids. Quack, 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 quack.
Blimey. I think I better go. I think I pissed the ducks off. That's a strange accent there. I wonder what part of the world they're from. Bye now, Droppy. Bye.
Quack, 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 quack,
quack. Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. I've just learnt some news. You know how you were in Forrest Gump all those years ago? Well, it turns out that one of my regulars from my show, the Shy Life Podcast, he was in Forrest Gump too. His name is Damius Twinklehorn, and he's an actor. This is what Damius had to say.
Oh, yes. Hello, Big Fatty. I don't know if you remember seeing me on the set of Forrest Gump. I am an actor who specialises in playing, well, what some people might consider props. Yes, I actually played a tree in Forrest Gump. Yes, I was dressed as a tree. I think I was in the back of the scene, the same scene that you were in. Yes, so I was dressed as a tree. It was all rather confusing, really, because I misunderstood because the name of the film. I thought I was required to come dressed as a tree. Funnily enough, that's where my career path led me after that. Every audition I went, I dressed as, a tree or a hat stand or a chair or a table. It's been quite a success. Anyway, good to meet somebody else from the same film as me. This is me, Damius Twinklehorn, saying goodbye and, hello, Poodle McNoodle. Yes.
So there you go, Big Fatty. Who'd have thought it? Darius and you were in the same film. I'll have to watch Forrest Gump again and see if I can see you both in the same shot. Anyway, that's enough for me. Hi, Poodle. Speak to you again soon. Bye now. Bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. That's about all we've got time for. And, exciting. I've never really been to a country quite like Bear Gurrier. Charlie Gurr is like the Justin Bieber of Bear Gurrier, but hairier and more songs about pies. Yeah. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Thank you. Yes, I know. I'm pretty incredible, aren't I? Yes.
I didn't realise you were there. I wouldn't have said such nice things if I'd known you were there. You've got a big head.
Well, don't worry. I really have a big head. A bigger head, big feet, big toes, big paws, big pies. Oh, yes, big pies.
Thank you. Well, it was really good. Going to Bear Gurrier, and I really enjoyed that, and I hope you enjoyed our little adventure there, and we'll be back soon, and there'll be more madness and typical Charlotte podcast goings on, absolutely. So take care, join us again soon, and goodbye for now. Say goodbye, Charlie.
Yes, goodbye, Charlie. Yes, goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye to the pies too. Good.
Charlie. Oh dear. Bye.
What's happening now?
We're just running the end theme tune.
I don't like. Does it have pies in it? What? I could just sing if you'd like. Would you like me to sing?
I don't. We have a theme tune, a normal theme tune.
What happens is, Does a pie sing?
No, there are no singing pies.
Well, there should be.
I know. All right.
I can sing. No, Charlie, there's a theme tune going. I'll sing.
I like the pies.
Oh, Charlie.
What?
Gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I wasn't done with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye!
It's quite long.
No. Hey! That's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I'm having some.
And various pig noises, which I might do a better job at later on.
Fruit?
Oh, no. But you like fruit pies, don't you? Yes.
I'm going to do that thing again.